B-Pod Studios.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour on a Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. A finish strong Friday. You get the tape measure out, so? Figure out what your snow total was there yet? Put the yard stick into the snow?
I'm going to go six.
Six.
Yeah.
And you couldn't come to work?
What? Wow.
Damn.
I thought we all kind of decided this yesterday. Like,
yeah,
this
we pretty much decided yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's finished strong Friday.
What if I killed myself on the way to work?
Finished strong.
You see his reaction to all that stuff I say?
What?
He's just trying to off me. There's an undertone to everything.
To T-Bone?
No, to Hardy.
How dare you?
What did he say?
I said, what if I could have came in and killed myself today? Hardy goes,
Oh, he pondered that. He pondered that as a possibility. And then
you
he
don't
smiled.
Say.
That's sick.
It's like the Grinch over there.
That's sick, Hardy. Now, finish strong Friday, presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. It's another snowstorm, obviously. So, a good reminder here from 128. Please keep all of your exhaust vents and heat pumps free and clear from blockages so your system runs safely and efficiently. Also, be sure to clear your driveways and walkways so 128 service professionals can safely finish every job strong. And you don't want any of those nasty slip and falls in this weather, you know? I can attest to that.
Right.
Call 128.com is where you go for any of your needs. What? What's so funny?
You falling?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's what kind of worries me about this one, because we're getting the changeover, and then it's gonna be cold this weekend. I mean, it's slick out there.
It's already.
You should stay home all weekend.
Pelting it with ice. I'm like, what the hell's that tapping? I go in there and it's ice now on the skylight.
I'm hearing a tapping. What is that?
Yeah, there was tapping in there earlier, and I went in to look, and there was ice rain on the skylight.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. So you're already getting the changeover.
T-Bone did make it into work today, though. T-Bone, thank you for that.
And Milliken.
Milliken stayed over in the hotel.
Yeah, he's still there.
Free ride, so Milliken.
How are the accommodations? Were they good?
He can't talk right now.
Why?
Make him talk. Talk.
No, I have to route his board.
Oh.
I will have to show you guys, and it wouldn't make for good TV. Otherwise, I would send it over to Fowler. But he had to send me, you know, paperwork, you know, that I need, you know, for my job here, for, you know, headline sponsors and just, you know, different stuff. So how do you think he sent them to me?
This is bad.
He took pictures on his phone.
He took pictures on his cell phone, and his thumb is in every single one.
I do that to him.
So I
well, you forgot the first part.
Oh, the first time you sent me like this file, it was like photos of him holding the paper out like 3 feet away and holding his camera back like that. I'm like, he even sent with the message, "Is this okay?" Said no. Do you have, like, turbo scan? Do you have something? I mean, I'm not asking you to do extra work. I'm just asking you to do. It's actually much easier.
TurboScan, great app recommendation. Maybe the greatest app recommendation Hardy's ever given me.
Thank you. It's great.
What do you do with that?
Yeah, it's so good. I bought the full version, right?
Oh, I think, how much was the full version?
I think it may have been $10. But
I think I bought it too, yeah.
There are
yeah.
so few apps I've ever purchased. You know how you could purchase an app, Zoe?
Yeah, don't you, it's have, not to, like don't free, you have to have one the you scanner gotta, to run the paper through?
All you do is hold your phone, your camera, you hover it over whatever document you're trying to scan. It captures it, turns it into a PDF, and immediately attaches it in an email and
text
saves
message,
it.
Whatever you want to do.
Right. Do you know you can check deposit?
You know you can just do that with the iPhone now?
I know you can, but the app, the TurboScan app, is just a far better way to organize it all.
Yeah.
So
But have you used that feature?
I have, and I like
Turbo.
Good. It does. It works. It does work well.
What, just with the camera?
You take a picture of something, and it just takes the text from your picture.
Yep, I've noticed
that. Just with the camera.
Mm-hmm. I think it's on only the newer iPhones, though, right?
I think it was the latest software update.
Oh, so it was a software update? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Even when you take a picture and you go back to older photos in your phone, it reads the text off your old photos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's their way of stealing all your data. That's what they do.
Don't let them get it.
It's how they steal your data, your ID, your money, all of it. Yeah. Wow.
Take it.
That's amazing.
That's wild. Wild.
617-779-0985. Greg is in Whitman. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Great.
A quick question for you. I just had a hypothetical thought. I keep hearing all the talk about, you know, the Brady Belichick stuff. You know, I've been living in this area a long time, and you know, there's always that debate going on, and Brady left and got his Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. But I had a hypothetical question for you guys. It's, let's say 10 years ago, Bill Belichick had left New England and gone to Green Bay and had Aaron Rodgers all these years. I just wondered what you guys thought about what Green Bay would look like right now had Coach Belichick been there. And I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Okay, would they have won more with Aaron Rodgers with Bill Belichick as their head coach? Yes. Now what?
Now what? What?
I mean, do you win more with a great quarterback in Mike McCarthy or a great quarterback in Bill Belichick?
It's a pretty easy question, right?
Yeah. I don't understand where the – that's why I said, now what?
Yeah, Peyton Manning had Bill Belichick instead of his coaches.
I don't know. Manning had decent coaches. He didn't have bad coaches.
Yeah, but they put a lot on him.
Yeah. No, that's fair. It's fair to say.
I would say that Peyton Manning's coach was Tom Moore, but not Tony Dungy. Obviously, Dungy was the head coach. And what's funny?
Arnie didn't tell me that. It doesn't have the appearance of a photocopy. It has the appearance of a picture. His thumb is in perfect color. In my mind, for some reason, I'm imagining, you know, a hand on the photocopier.
I'll send him to you too, Zoe. It's
it
so
looks
priceless.
Like his thumb's on fire.
Yeah. All right.
That's fine. Just send it to him.
No. I thought Beetle was more interested in this than you were initially.
Oh, now he's making assumptions about you now. First, he wants you dead on the side of the road.
No.
Now he's not including you in the text. He could have easily sent that to the group text, Zoe.
Zoe doesn't like to pick on Milliken, so I didn't think he would like this. So now.
Excuse
now,
me?
I'm sorry, what? Oh, that was another shot at Zoe. Oh, okay.
It's not another shot at Zoe. Why are you trying to
that was,
stir
that
up
was
trouble?
That was a shot at Zoe. You just took a shot at Zoe
you
for
started
all
this.
Okay.
No, you started all this.
I did?
Yeah, yes. You.
What did I have to do with this?
You started this a couple weeks ago. I already don't want to be around you.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I didn't start anything. I just made you aware of it.
You don't like me? You're like, yeah, I don't think he likes you.
I think some guy said, yeah, I don't think he likes you.
I've been hearing a lot in emails and people and, you know, just general tone. He does. He likes me.
Sometimes.
I asked him. I was like, don't you
I sent you the pictures, though, so now you can look at him.
Michael's in Rhode Island. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. Great show. And just two points. One about Belichick being the GOAT. He was the GOAT with Brady. He's 7-9 without Brady. But my next point is the Celtics. I think they're one big man away from going to the finals. They need another guy besides the big two that they got.
Yeah, they're not going to the finals, Michael. They're not.
I don't expect them to be there. You got a fungus on the top of your nail. You like take a pin and pop the top of that thing and all that pus comes out.
There's nothing wrong with it, though.
It's nothing wrong with it, but it looks like it's infected with something. Look at that light spot from the
top. It's just an odd photo is what it is. That's all it is. It's a strange photo of a thumb.
Good God.
Glad that's all it is.
You chew on that thing?
We wanted to get to the story on Troy Aikman. We mentioned it earlier that he was in the news. Troy Aikman is going to Monday Night Football. What does that mean for Amazon? Something that they're proposing for football next season? And there's also the possibility of a broadcaster and former player getting traded to another network. I like that one, Zoe. A trade.
Depends which one it is.
I'll tell you who it is. I'll tell you about all of it. That's coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tech. We'll take your calls on anything. Call us here for sports. Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dallas Cowboys hosting the San Francisco 49ers. We saw San Francisco with that overtime win in L.A. last weekend. That's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game. A really good game. I think there's a lot of people that like to be calling that game. But should be a lot of fun, and I think San Francisco is one of those teams that's just really tough. They run the football. They're physical.
You're talking about Michaels and Collinsworth.
Right
when you,
I think anybody would like to be calling that one, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
gonna be, it's a great matchup. Two storied franchises, both teams playing really good football. I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
Yeah, plenty of history too.
Aikman on the move. He's going to Monday Night Football.
Was that game going to be a good game they were talking about? Really good game.
Really good game.
Really good game. Anybody would call that game.
Game I'd like to be calling instead of this one. $90 million for Troy Aikman.
Oh, God.
Woo. 5 years. $90 million. $90 million and change, according to the New York Post. He will join ESPN. ESPN. Amazon has been working on trying to get Al Michaels to join their broadcast of Thursday Night Football, which is going to begin next season. And there was a lot of rumors about Troy Aikman going to join Thursday Night Football. Instead, he's going to Monday nights. And that now begs the question of who it is that's going to be on the Thursday Night broadcast, whether or not Al Michaels does make that jump and how this all plays out. But how about that for Aikman? Wow, nice work. $90 million, $18 million a year.
I think he's the best. I think he's the best color guy in the business. You know, Romo created all this, created the market. When Tony came away from football and wanted to be a broadcaster, and you know that first year they put him in, and it's like sort of like caught on to magic from the post Phil Simms sort of fade out. It's what you got to pay to go get that guy, and they did. It's just weird to put his name with ESPN. Because he's been with Fox for so long. And it's just not, whether you're Fox or an ABC, I could see Troy's going to NBC. Or Troy's going to Yahoo. Troy Aikman going to ESPN for Monday Night Football. It's got an odd ring to it.
See, that's not the weird part for me. The weird part is he's no longer with Joe Buck.
So,
and I know that he's worked with other guys when Buck was off doing baseball and things like that. But
so
to me, it's...
Greasy and Riddick are out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's been announced, but you don't bring in Troy Aikman.
Now.
You don't bring in Troy Aikman.
It's announced now. Yeah.
At $18 million a year to put him in a three-man booth. No.
They said that they're going to keep them as the second broadcast team because they're going to expand their schedule. Don't they have more Monday night games?
Yeah, there's doubles. Yeah.
Great.
So they need two teams.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be on the team that broadcasts every single week.
So is Levy going to be still the number one guy?
I don't know if that's been confirmed. Has that, T-Bone? Have you read that anywhere?
I haven't seen that or heard
that. He's going to be with Aikman?
That it'll be Levy and Aikman?
No. They're trying to make a run at Joe Buck, actually.
Wow.
He's got, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. There's like so many dominoes that could fall.
Yeah, ESPN is considering trying to get in Michaels, too, I read yesterday. So
they're making a run at like everybody.
Yeah, Tex Levy.
So they're trying
you get
to
his number?
Yeah.
He loves you. Levy, big Zoe fan.
Are you texting him right now? Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah. Okay. That's what I mean. We're trying
What's
to get information.
What's up with your job?
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Hi, Steve.
What do you think about all the hockey that's going on?
It's going to be like a Belichick Flores type thing.
He's such a freaking puckhead. Number one puckhead, and he's doing Monday Night Football. That's how good he is.
How about that ride in? Ha, 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 LOL.
Do you know something I don't know?
BTW, what you work?
How about that game by DeBrusque last night? Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Ask him that.
You and Aikman? Let's see if we get anything out of him.
Yeah,
last time I saw him, he was doing a game in Buffalo. He did a game in Buffalo.
I like Steve Levy.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, I like him too.
If it's Levy and Aikman, cool. I think it'll work. But if they get Joe Buck, I think that obviously would be better if they can finagle that somehow. If they can get Joe Buck to make the move to ESPN.
Get him for Sunday Night Baseball too.
Yeah, that'd be like all you need him for, right?
Yeah. Tyler would be all fired up.
Does ESPN have playoffs now? I can't remember. Do they have baseball playoffs again?
Well, they had the play-in game, the wild card game.
Yeah, do they have anything beyond that, or will they have things beyond that with the new expanded playoffs eventually?
Oh, they would definitely, because they did in the pandemic year.
So they could carve out a role for him there.
Hey, Tyler, you seem head. Does it matter to you who does the broadcasting when you're watching games? Well, obviously it does, I guess, a little bit when we talked about the Eck thing. But
100%.
From the Nationals, like Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, definitely. Like someone like A-Rod, like in recent years, talking about bunting nonstop.
No. We're talking about the guy who's calling the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's not do or die for me on a national scale. It doesn't kill me one way or another. But like, if you're telling like local, like Dave O'Brien, yeah, he completely kills the game for me at times.
Oh boy,
he hates Dave O'Brien. I can't believe that.
Yeah,
I would say that he would be the biggest Dave O'Brien supporter.
Why?
Just white bread, just easy down the middle.
No, I am a Don Orsillo fanboy to the day I die.
Attaboy.
Who was making the case on the feed yesterday? The Red Sox. Was it Matt Barnes?
Yeah, that was Barnes.
Barnes saying, bring back Orsillo. Who was making the case on the... What were they doing? Is that Instagram they were on?
Yeah, they did like a IG stream, sail through, Pavetta through, and they were just kind of talking a little bit about the lockout, answering some questions. Sail talked about like the cutting jersey incident back with the White Sox. It was really cool. It was fun.
Yay.
I'm kind of with Tyler. I kind of don't care. I can count on one hand the number of times a game has been or an experience has been ruined for me because of the play-by-play guy.
No, but I know we got our locals. I'm meaning more like the Joe Buck, that Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, do you like Joe Buck?
The big Sunday
Yes
night
or no?
Game.
Do you like Joe Buck? I like Joe Buck.
Some people hate Buck.
I like Buck. I think he does fine. I think he does a good job.
There are baseball people that hate Buck. Like, way too over the top. Shut up and let
Well, there are Red Sox people who hate Buck, for
there's
sure.
Nobody that lets it breathe better than Buck.
I think he's good. I think he's the best there is doing that job right now. Yep. Who's better?
I think Al Michaels. I mean, Buck for baseball's best. But, I mean, Al Michaels, I think, for football's best.
Beetle thought Al Michaels tapped out in the playoffs.
I thought he was sort of fading at the end there. Yeah. I think that
fading. What do you think Romo was doing this year?
Oh, he's that bulb was burned out, is what I would say. Yeah, Al Michaels in the, was it the NFC title game?
It was the Brady game against the Rams.
Right.
Why? Because it got so bad, it went 27-3. And he's like, this thing's over.
It just felt like the energy wasn't there the way maybe it had been in years past.
Well, he is in his 70s.
Yeah, I mean, he's not young. He's not a young man. And he's obviously been managing the schedule. They gave him a bunch of weeks off. Tirico was calling a bunch of games this year again. No, they manage the schedule, all of that. Neil is in Warwick, and he's got thoughts on Troy Aikman. Neil.
Hey, guys.
I know.
What's the big draw for Cowboys? I know they're America's team, but they had Romo, Jason Witten was on ESPN. You know, now Aikman going to, like, Fox going to ESPN. Like, what is the draw?
Good question. Well, I don't think he's getting the job because he's a former Cowboy. I think he's getting the job because he's been doing this for 15 years and he's good at it.
I think it's coincidence. You've got two former Cowboys quarterbacks in prominent jobs like that. I mean, it's...
Well, it's quarterbacks. They like quarterbacks in that role.
Yeah, that's a, one is quarterbacks. True, yep. So.
Troy is just steady Eddie. Romo's got a little razzmatazz to him, you know. I don't get the Witten one. Witten was awful from day one. Like, you watch one game, like, get him out of the booth.
That but if he's asking why they get the jobs as former Cowboys, it's pretty easy. The Cowboys have the biggest fan base.
Markets. Ratings.
They have the biggest fan base in America. There are more Cowboy fans in this country than there are any other fans of any other NFL team.
You were teasing a trade.
Yeah, the trade was this. There's talks that may be happening to make a trade for Drew Brees. To trade networks and be traded from NBC to Fox to fill the void left by Aikman.
Ugh. I say, ugh.
What?
I mean, if he's available, get him. I wouldn't trade for him. I don't think he's that great.
Oh.
I think he tries too hard.
Oh.
I think he's better on set than he is calling games.
Apparently, all right, so apparently, you would not be in favor of that.
So Fox is also talking with Sean Payton.
Right, which they should.
About replacing Aikman.
What's the matter?
Uh-oh. Highly unlikely.
Oh.
Well, there's a report for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they're going to keep that group together, you know? Because I thought they were developing good chemistry by the end of the year. It's tough doing a three-man booth.
So. Is there a wrinkling package sound?
Somebody's unwrapping something.
Oh.
What do you got, a Werther's Original?
It's got a hard candy in there.
No. It's a bar. Protein bar.
Oh.
So good.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Did you know that Al Michaels was once traded? ESPN traded Al Michaels to NBC in 2005. ESPN got Monday Night Football, and NBC got Sunday Night Football, and all that was happening. And they traded Al Michaels for a cartoon character, to the rights to a cartoon character. Fox had to trade. What did they give up? Oh, no, I'm sorry. What did NBC had to give back to Disney? Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. Oswald the Rabbit was a precursor to Mickey Mouse, designed personally by Walt Disney for Universal Pictures back in the 1920s. And at some point, Universal held all the rights to the character, and Disney wanted the character's rights back for, like, ooh, their historic purposes.
What a
they
win.
Traded Al Michaels for the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, a 1920s cartoon
what a
character.
What a win.
Yeah,
yep.
You can watch him on Disney Plus now.
Yep. How about that? Al Michaels for the Rabbit, 2005. Transaction was made. So maybe they do that for Drew Brees. I don't know what he would get in return.
What cartoon character?
Box of socks. Pre-wrapped tape.
Maggie Simpson.
Gatorade gum.
Was there ever a failed Fox cartoon over the years at some point?
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot, yeah.
Like, a lot.
They're not giving up the Simpsons for for Drew Brees.
Did people like Futurama?
Yeah, and Futurama's coming back, I just saw on Hulu.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
They're booting it up for another season.
Hardy, what was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny, without question.
Bugs Bunny.
Saturday morning Bugs Bunny, which were different than the after school Bugs Bunnies. Yeah. The Saturday morning Bugs Bunny was the Bugs Bunny and Friends or something like that. It was, I mean, it was like, it was a network show. It was on ABC, yeah. I think. And they, you know, they ran it everywhere. But then, you know, the Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes or whatever, that was in syndication that I would watch after school. And you would get different versions. But that was it.
Fat Albert. I love Fat Albert.
Nah.
Didn't like Fat Albert.
Wow. I mean, I watched it, but I wasn't like, oh, great, this is on. This is, it wasn't appointment viewing for me. Saturday mornings, I had to watch Bugs.
Captain Caveman?
No. No.
What? Wow.
The Hanna-Barbera stuff? No.
Not a fan of the open to that, too, with them at the amusement park going down the rides. Like, really? You're going to get all these characters together and they're going to go have a day at the park?
Yeah, I'm with you. I wasn't buying it.
Not buying it.
This isn't real.
Laugh Olympics was okay. There you go.
Oh. What? The old Scooby-Doos.
Yeah,
those
I like
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo old was good. Yeah. Mine are more recent than yours. Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoons of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. It's kind of over it by then.
It's after your time. That was a good one.
I liked Underdog when I was real little. I don't remember it, but my mother tells me I loved Underdog.
Under the phone booth he goes.
Mr. Magoo?
Inspector
Gadget was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Hong Kong. I liked Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey?
Best cartoon, 617-779-0985. Hardy with the headlines. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear, and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for Underdog.
Send this one out to you, Hardy.
Thank you. Wow, this makes me feel a little old that I actually sat and watched something that sounded like this.
JP in North Providence, what do you got for us? Go ahead.
Thank you for sending me down a cartoon rabbit hole jingle now. Tennessee Tuxedo in my brain all day.
Oh, another good one.
But Johnny Quest for the slickest one. So, honest question, not busting your beans here, seriously. $90 million for Aikman. Okay, we got, what's his name there that's lost his fastball? The other, Romo, he's done. We got guys there that don't know what they're talking about. Why haven't you gone national? And if you didn't do a booth, Tafoya's gone. Why couldn't you be a Zoline reporter? Have you ever thought about going national?
Well, they only let them talk maybe twice a game, the sideline individuals. I wasn't a 10-year starter. I didn't win Super Bowls, any of that stuff. I mean, it's really a popularity thing first.
But Hardy keeps asking you, when it is you're going national?
No, you know, see, now you're doing it again.
I've talked about it. It's just it would be... B or not B, but it would be like a D or E crew.
And so what?
It's a totally different.
So what? That'd be a great opportunity for you. You should
match
pursue
my salary
it.
And I'd do it. Match my salary now, and I'd do it. Yeah.
Gus Johnson, Aqib Talib, and Zoe.
The thing is, Zoe, and look, I don't want you to leave, and you're great on the pass.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I know that the travel. was always an issue for you too. But the thing where Zoe would be really good at it is he can just dissect football plays in a very common language kind of way. That's where, you know, I think your skill is, and it would kind of play into your other favorite thing, which is no prep. I mean, you could show up and watch a game and right. just talk about what's going on in the field. Leave all the numbers and personnel and, you know, backgrounds of all these guys to the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
But once it happens, you know, you describe what happened on the field in a way that I can understand it. That's great for anybody, but even for a national guy where it's like, okay, I don't know every single in and out of every player on this team, but I don't need to, not to do yeah. my job. I can tell you what just happened down there.
Radio's helped that. Like, radio's helped that because you have to paint a different picture, and you can't do it from a complicated standpoint to where people don't know what the hell you're talking about. You talk coverage, you talk unders, you talk shades, all that. People don't understand what that is.
Just call the networks and say, I'll do it for a quarter of what you paid Aikman.
I got my man Georgie already waiting down there. So, yep, down at CBS. But that's what pisses me off sometimes is I'll turn on a game, even in a college game, and I'll be like, this guy's awful. This guy's just terrible. But he's getting terrible games weekly, you know? And you're working with the same... you know, lower rung play-by-play guy.
And there's no money in that.
There's none. And you're chasing money or just chasing an opportunity to do it.
Right. You're doing it as a second job, not as a primary job.
20 weeks a year and give me my salary and a little bit more. Yeah, I'd do it.
Steve is in Carver. He wants to address one of the other rumors going on right now, Zoe, which is the network's trying to convince Sean McVay that maybe he should leave coaching and become a broadcaster. Steve.
Yeah, this is the biggest part of the story because this is Andrew Marchand, who is a reputable reporter. This isn't just, yep. you know, BS rumor mongering. And if there's any company that could lure anybody out of their job, it's Jeff Bezos and Amazon because they could pay him three times what he's making with the Rams. And that would suck for the NFL. I mean, you're going to shove this guy on like a Thursday night streaming platform for him to talk for 30 minutes before and after a game or even in the booth. We need him in the NFL. I mean, I'm not a Rams fan, but we need good young coaches. Like, that would be devastating. And so you would lose your mind as a D-list booth guy. I think you could be, you know, the number one color guy in the NFL. You're that talented. But could you imagine Zoe working with Ian Eagle calling, like, a New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles game, like, with both those teams suck? I don't think you have the temperament for that. But
Ian Eagle, yeah, I think, is their number two.
He is.
Isn't Ian Eagle in the two crew?
Yeah, he's their two. He's with Charles Johnson.
Steve, great call. We got to come up with who the, like, who is it? Sorry. Who was the last guy you named?
Charles Johnson.
Yeah, but who's he work with?
Ian Eagle.
Yeah. So who's the, like, the lower rung play-by-play guys on CBS? Who is that guy we got at the
Spiro
end of the
Didas.
Year?
Spiro Ditas. Yeah. Andrew Catalon.
There you go.
Andrew Catalon. Yep.
There you go. Spiro Ditas and Scott Zolak.
We'll play a game. How far can I throw Andrew Catalon?
Doing a game between the Falcons and...
the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Lions, no Falcons.
Fans. Yeah.
To his other point, though, which is a really good one, and I like the angle that Steve took on that. As a fan, do you want the NFL to lose Sean McVay as a coach?
No.
We're always
well, how is
talking
he better
about
in the
how
booth?
To lead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. When you want 4 hours of this up in the booth, man, you know. I would throw the ball a little bit more here. You know, they had 18 runs in the first half. You got to mix it up a little bit more. You know, we used to use Higbee off that crosser. Maybe run something like that. Like, I need that on the field. I need that guy on the field. Then it's like, what are we doing as a league? These guys are coaching 4 years, and now you're done? That's it? You had it? You maxed
out?
Well,
if Amazon is offering considerably more money to do that job than be a head coach in the NFL, then yeah, it is on the league. Pay your coaches more. He reportedly makes $8.5 million as the head coach of the Rams.
Aikman makes more than him. Yes, yeah. Troy Aikman.
And if
will
the
make
network says Sean McVay, we'll pay you what Aikman gets. We'll pay you $18 million a year.
Yeah.
Why would he not choose that? To have an, I mean, you want to talk about not having to do a lot of work? Could you imagine going from NFL head coach to a job that you can? Do really forever if you choose to and make that kind of money? Would you blame the guy for taking it?
No.
No.
I wouldn't. No, because now it's about the money. It's just not the normal career path.
Certainly not. You're right.
Like
about
a John
that.
Madden. John Madden was a former player, former coach, did everything in the league, and then became a broadcaster. Like generations removed.
So I would say you're right, though. There's something to do with the league there. Like, you've got to make a move to make sure you keep your coaches or you keep guys in their current roles that don't want to run to the broadcast booth to make that kind of money. We'll pick up your calls and continue right on the other side. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Trend. And the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Solak and Bertrand.
Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Also, Tom Brady figures into this somehow, too, guys. Rumors of Tom Brady getting some feelers from the networks as to whether or not he would want to go into the broadcast booth. Problem is, Tom Brady didn't actually retire from football.
Well, he never had that press conference.
He never had a press conference.
Never did.
He never used the word retirement in his statement. So
his clock just isn't running right now.
What do you mean by that? Look,
that's what he said. He said, I don't have the clock and the amount of time that I have to put in to get myself ready. I'm not ready to do that for you.
He's also not busy eating key lime pie. He's a big key lime pie guy in the offseason now.
That key lime
he's
pie.
Also, he's also the greatest ever to ever do it. And the greatest to ever do it, they don't go and then talk about other guys doing it. You know, it took Wayne Gretzky a long time before he was doing analysis for hockey games long after he was done playing.
And he's not good at it.
Yeah. Right.
It's just not natural to him.
Yeah, Joe Montana, not good at it. I don't think Michael Jordan would be good at it. I think he's too... And I'm not saying Brady would be bad at it. It would just be such a departure from what other players do. And, you know, Jack Nicklaus didn't, you know, start sitting next to Jim Nance for 4 hours of coverage every day at the Masters. You know, once they finished up, no, make an appearance here or there, pop on. But
that was good commenting, Hardy. Faldo? Was it Faldo? Faldo's a good golfer.
Nick Faldo's very good. But that he's like Aikman level, you know? That's good. You need somebody established, or you want someone established who knows the game and can communicate well. And what can I say? I think Brady's too big for that job.
I think he wouldn't be able to handle it at this current time because he feels like he can still do it.
Well, there's that, but you also don't want the guy calling the game to overshadow the game.
Yeah, or the room, or the broadcast.
And he would. I mean, if Tiger Woods announces tomorrow that he's done playing golf, would they stick him next to Nance at Augusta for the Masters? No, because then you're not watching golf. You're watching to listen to what Tiger says about golf until maybe he stinks at it, and then you don't watch. So there's always that.
Right.
I don't think Brady would stink at it, but he would be bigger than the game.
Jason in Cranston's been hanging on for a bit. Thank you, Jason. What do you have?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Highlight of the day every day. So when I lived down in Tampa, this was like 20 years ago, I got to caddy at a golf club, private club for Joe Buck. And I think that's where, you know, I know a lot of guys, like, really, they don't like listening to on the show. They think he's a homer, whatever. I got to see a side of him, like, really down-to-earth, personable guy. I don't think he's that big of a homer. I've really enjoyed listening to Buck. But he was playing around with Joe McGrain down there, who at the time was doing color commentary for the Rays. And that was the funniest 4 hours I have ever had in my entire life.
Did they tell jokes?
Nonstop, back and forth. The best one actually came from McGrain. He was talking about a game that the Razors getting absolutely blown out, and
okay, yeah.
Story time behind the story time. Listen, if none of the jokes included a bathroom, a snake,
an anaconda,
right, and a female member of your immediate family,
your mother,
it could be funny. Tyler, right. Back me up on this.
What?
He knows.
Right.
Hardy, you think McGrain and Bucks had more fun at 4 hours, or you think we had more four hours of fun at Myopia last year?
You definitely had a lot of fun. I don't know how entertaining it would have been. Well, ask our caddy if he thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, we started yelling at him halfway through it. Like, get out.
Somebody, I never yelled
at him. That wasn't me. That's my buddy.
Good job.
Sean and Munson on cartoons. Sean.
Like, what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Sean.
Yeah, so every Saturday morning, Spider-Man and his amazing friends,
yep.
And then once they added the Incredible Hulk to that Power Hour, that was like must-see, like television.
Hall of Justice too, man.
Yeah, but now that they've added it to Disney Plus, I went back and watched those episodes, and let's just say that most of the production budget was not spent on the actual cartoon itself. So,
but it worked during that time.
What a go to. Where'd the budget go? Voices?
Yeah.
or do we now live in an age when you go
what
back
was
and
the budget?
Something when you go back and you watch something that's a little bit older and you say, wow, how is it that we thought this looked great?
So
and I'm
I would...
sure and the thing to remember is we're gonna do the same thing about what we have right now. In 25 or 30 years, you're going to look back
and say,
how did we think that TV looked so wonderful and so high definition in 2022? How the hell did we think that?
Titanic was on last night, one of the opening scenes where they're showing the ship from above and they kind of do the aerial
the
shot. The ship, the Titanic, the ship.
Ship, yeah. Yes. We're going to say.
Next time it's on, just glance at some of the opening scenes where they're doing the big majestic... Titanic going through the ocean, and
it's
you see the
so
people
fake.
Walking on deck. It's like the animated, digitized people.
I'll tell you what it is.
So bad.
It's the Asian animations for news stories. Like
it's
the
Polar
Tiger Woods story when they did
it's
the animation.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's but when that movie
Express
came
on,
out.
On the TV networks in Asia when they do those awesome animations, that's what it is.
Yeah. Zoe, do you remember there were a couple of live action shows that were on when we were kids? One of them was called Ultraman. Do you remember Ultraman?
Yep.
I loved Ultraman. And that was kind of like I don't know if it was Japanese or if it was maybe from Hong Kong, the live action Godzilla like, stories of.
Yeah.
But Ultraman was this, he was this human, but he would, press his beta capsule and turn into a ginormous robot. I saw one of those on YouTube recently, and I watched hours of it as a kid.
It is
the most ridiculous thing now. That and Johnny Sacco and his flying robot.
That style of show sort of was like inspiration for what do you call it? The four of them, like where they dress up. My God, why am I
fantastic
Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
That style of show, right?
Yes.
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 Do you remember Land of the Lost?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one with Chaka. All they did was live in a cave. No budget for that one. Live show. Well, film with live people, but they didn't really go anywhere. They stayed in that cave.
Donna's in Fall River today. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
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 Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi,
Donna. Hi, Beatles. Zoe, Hottie.
Hi.
Karen. Hello.
Hello. Hi. I watch you every day. I just have one thing to say to Beato.
Okay.
Beato, why are you always picking on Zoe?
Yeah.
You have to stop picking on Zoe, and you have to stop getting Hottie and Zoe at each other's throats.
Beato,
yesterday you were really being a big B yesterday. I don't know what was wrong with you, but stop picking on Zoe and stop getting Hottie on Zoe's throat. You guys are great guys. I like seeing you working together.
Thank you, Donna.
It's good.
That's my name.
And I would like answers to her questions. Why do you do that?
I don't know what she was referring to yesterday, but the part about you two, I'm just stirring the drink here. You know, that's all it is.
We don't appreciate it. We want it to stop.
I just want whatever those issues are to come to the surface and find resolution.
Say you're doing it again.
Because Beetle does not like drama at all.
Right. No, I don't like the drama. I don't like that. We should have a fight. I want you guys to talk that out. I want to mediate that for you.
We should have a fight at your karaoke thing. It'd be the last event.
Could do that. Whatever it is, it's got to happen, though. It's got to happen so that it's over, you know?
Do it for the kids.
You know what? I'll do it, and I'll do it for charity if you promise to have no karaoke at your karaoke
event.
That
can't happen. Will not happen.
Then I'm not going to do it.
Cannot happen. Will not happen. I'm sorry. Thank you, though. Thank you, Donna. Appreciate you watching us. And hello again. Hello.
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 Here are the headlines. And we're back with the fourth and final hour on this Finish Strong Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.